This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. President Bush renews his push for changes to Social Security at events today in Westfield, New Jersey and South Bend, Indiana. The president has been aggressively touring the country, promoting his call for private Social Security accounts. But polls show support for the president on the issue has actually declined in recent weeks. NPR's Don Gagne reports.
It's a tried-and-true formula for the president: bypass the national media, leave the Congress behind, and take the message directly to the people. To towns, small, medium, and large, delivering speeches in gymnasiums and community centers and airplane hangars. This is how the president has made the pitch when it mattered most: on tax cuts, on the war in Iraq, and now on Social Security. Here's Mr. Bush 2 weeks ago in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, taking pride in taking on such a highly charged issue, one that's long been called the third rail of American politics.
That means if you touched it, you were politically electrocuted. I guess that's what it meant. I've touched it. I touched it in 2000 when I campaigned here and around the country. I touched it in 2004. And I really touched it at the State of the Union because I believe we have a problem.
But the more the president travels and talks about that problem, the less confidence the public is showing in his approach. In polls out this week, support for the idea of allowing people to set up private Social Security accounts is below 50% and falling. A survey by the Pew Research Center shows that fewer than 30% approve of the president's handling of the issue. Mr. Bush's goal has been to win public support and use it to pressure members of Congress, especially Democrats in swing states and districts. But on Social Security, he finds himself going to places where even Republicans may need some encouragement to stick with him on this. A White House official describes today's trip as legislative outreach. But Stacey Berger, political director of a group New Jersey Citizen Action, which opposes the president's Social Security proposals, sees signs of weakness.
It's really, you know, shoring up his own base in the state, and they would only be doing that if they thought they had a problem here.
This week, Senate leader Bill Frist suggested to reporters that it may be necessary to put off hopes of passing Social Security changes until next year. He quickly recanted in a floor speech, insisting that it must be done this year. Then there's Republican Senator Chuck Grassley of Iowa, who suggested that personal accounts should be taken off the table. White House spokesman Scott McClellan reacted, refusing to acknowledge any sign of trouble.
The president appreciates all those who are coming forward with ideas for solving the problem facing Social Security.
McClellan also insisted that the ball game has only just begun, a point echoed by the president yesterday.
I've only had 9 trips around the country so far, or 9 states in my trips. I've got a lot more work to do.
In fact, over the next 60 days, various administration officials will make stops in 60 cities in a major effort to sway public opinion. Officials say it's a complex issue and that eventually the message will get through. But Democrats are also organized. Brad Woodhouse is a spokesman for Americans United to Protect Social Security.
We will be in Alabama, we'll be in Kentucky, we will be in Tennessee, and we'll be in Louisiana. If you see the president's schedule on Social Security, you'll know our schedule on Social Security.
So for the president, it's a difficult and early test of his political clout after re-election on the issue that he has made his top priority. Don Gagne, NPR News, Washington.